Howdy. In the last 18 months, I have learned over 80 familiar songs from memory care residents. Now, I will be posting tutorials of how to play these songs. Why am I doing this? My hope is that more people will play the handpan in healthcare. I believe these instruments belong in healthcare settings, and playing familiar songs is the most therapeutic for memory care residents. Hearing songs they grew up with reduces anxiety for people with dementia. It helps them to feel more at home. Paired with the rich, heart-opening resonance of the handpan, these songs have a tremendous impact in healthcare settings. Some of the most fulfilling moments are when memory care residents spontaneously sing along. I am sharing these songs to help others spread the handpan love in healthcare. Playing familiar songs may also increase the likelihood that someone will view your handpan as a legitimate instrument. Here is the format for my tutorials. My videos are made using a diatonic E major handpan, although these songs could be potentially played on any diatonic major or minor pan. I will note that major scales may be easier because many of these songs are in a major key. Now, what does diatonic mean? It means you have 7 different notes on your instrument. Here, I have E, F sharp, G sharp, A, B, C sharp, and D sharp. And then the notes repeat. E, F sharp, G sharp, A, B, C sharp, and D sharp. And then I have a high E and a high B. It is important to have 2 full octaves to get a rhythm and a melody. You will notice that there are 2 sets of numbers, 1 through 7. These are the scale degrees of the major scale. The first octave, starting from the center note, is the lower octave, which is useful for rhythm. These notes are indicated by periods, since periods sit low next to the number. The second higher octave, starting on my right, is useful for melody. These notes are indicated by numbers only with no symbols. Sometimes songs may require a 3rd higher octave using higher notes and harmonics. These higher notes will be indicated by up arrows, since up arrows sit higher next to the number. Now, if all the notes were laid out linearly, they would look like this. Note that the position of the numbers may differ on your scale. For example, if you have a curd or a minor scale, the number 1 would start on the 3rd note of your scale, rooting it in a major mode. For instance, a D curd would have note 1 is F, note 2 is G, note 3 is A, and so on. Please watch my other video to see how the notes correspond with all major and minor scales. I hope that these tutorials are helpful for anyone with a diatonic major or minor pan. However, these songs may sound higher or lower pitched depending on your scale. For example, since I'm in E major, playing these songs on a D major pan would result in a lower pitch. If you are playing these on a D curd or D minor pan, you will be playing an F major, resulting in a higher pitch song. Now, a few things that will be useful for these tutorials. First, hand independence is necessary to play a rhythm and a melody simultaneously. I often use 1-3-5 and 1-4-6 as a rhythm for the melody. Second, octave training is important to memorize where the octaves are for each of your notes. You will frequently be using the lower octave to accompany your melody. Both of these are fundamental to playing familiar songs. Some songs may require more advanced use of these techniques than other songs. I also want to mention that listening to the actual song may greatly help to improve with the familiarity of the tempo, melody, and structure of the song. I hope you enjoy these tutorials, and please let me know how you use these songs. Now let's get more hand pans into healthcare, education, and the community. Enjoy!